Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Isaiah J. Thompson, one of the many outstanding young pianists on the scene today, gets us underway this week on Swing Time on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. Good afternoon. I'm glad you could join us. As usual, Martel Coates, who's back with us this week. Martel and myself, John Yule, will be your host for the next 2 hours here on Sheffield Live. And as ever, try and make a weekly date to join us. You have done this week, so well done. Right, Isaiah J. Thompson then played for us Opus de Rojo, which means red eyes, so that's highly appropriate to many of us here at Sheffield Live. The composer was Cedar Walton, and we heard from Isaiah J. Thompson on piano, of course, Philip Norris on bass, Joe Farnsworth was on drums. He's actually one of three different drummers used on this session. I think this is the only track that Joe is on. The session was recorded at the Samurai Hotel Studios in New York City on June the 14th, 2021, and Isaiah's album is called Composed in Colour. Now, last week I started off with Rosemary Clooney, or at least I did until the gremlin struck. Let's hope Rosemary has more luck this week. This is from her album Rosemary Clooney Sings the Songs of Cole Porter, and I've chosen You're the Top, which was written in 1934 by Cole Porter for the original production of the musical Anything Goes. Now, a number of people have said over the years that if Cole Porter hadn't been a composer, he could have made a career himself as a pianist and singer, or at least as a great entertainer. Andre Previn, who worked with Cole Porter during the MGM production of Kiss Me, Kate, was rather of the opinion that if Cole Porter could have had a great career as an entertainer, he must have had a wonderful magic act that he was keeping under wraps. And if you don't believe me, go on YouTube and listen to Cole Porter sing and play You're the Top there. I think you might agree with Andre Previn afterwards. Rosemary's album was recorded at the Coast Recorders Studios in San Francisco in January 1982, and she was backed by Cal Collins on guitar, Jake Hanna on drums, Bob Mays on bass, David Ladd on flute, Nat Pierce on piano, Warren Vache on flugelhorn, and Scott Hamilton on saxophone. The vocalist, as I've said, is Rosemary Clooney.
You're the top, you're the Colosseum, you're the top, you're the Louvre Museum, you're a melody from a symphony by Strauss, you're a Bendel bonnet, a Shakespeare sonnet, you're Mickey Mouse, you're the Nile, you're the Tower of Pisa, you're the smile on the Mona Lisa. I'm a worthless check, a total wreck, a flop, but if baby I'm the bottom, you're the top. Simply too, too, too divine. You're a Botticelli, you're Keats, you're Shelley, you're Ovaltine. You're a rose, you're Inferno's Dante, you're the nose of the great Durante. I'm a nominee of the GOP or GOP. But if baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top. But if baby, I'm the bottom, you are the top.
Well done, Rosemary. You got through it all right this week. Randy Brecker's 2013 album, in which he reflected on his fusion days back with his late brother Michael, and their band, the Brecker Brothers Band, as it was called. Flugelhorn player and trumpeter Randy produced this album, as I say, in 2013, and it was recorded at the James L. Dolan Recording Studios in New York City University in September 2011. The album is called the Brecker Brothers Band Reunion and includes many of the old band's alumni in the lineup, which does vary a little bit from track to track. So coming up are Randy Brecker on flugelhorn, his wife Ada Rovati on tenor, Adam Rogers on guitar, Will Lee on bass, Dave Winkle on drums, and George Whitty on keyboards. This is a number which Randy wrote in dedication to Ada and Randy's daughter, who's called Stella, and the track is actually called Stellina.
Thank you.
Randy Brecker and Stellina. This is Swing Time with Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, produced and presented by Michael Coates and me, your host for this first hour of the show, John Yule. I hope you're well, I hope you're enjoying the music, and as the weather seems to be clearing up a little bit, let's hope you got the chance to work outside a little bit this afternoon. Now, vocal group par excellence New York Voices and their album A Day Like This, released in 2007. Recorded at one of my favourite names, the Manchester Craftsman's Guild, which is actually in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. New York Voices are Damon Meader, Lauren Kinnan, Kim Nazarian and Peter Eldridge, who's the featured soloist vocalist on this track that you're about to hear. And he's accompanied by Bob Mincer on bass clarinet, Andy Ezrin on piano, Paul Nowinski on bass, and Marcello Pelletieri on drums. The composition is one from Jimmy Van Heusen and Eddie DeLange, which they originally wrote in 1940, and it was originally a hit for Benny Goodman, with Mildred Bailey providing the vocals on that occasion. Here's New York Voices and Darn That Dream.
Darn that dream, I dream each night. You say you love me and you hold me tight. But when I awake, you are out of sight. Oh, darn that dream. Darn your lips and darn your eyes, how they lift me high above the moonlit skies. But then I tumble out of paradise. Oh, darn that dream. Darn that one-track mind of mine, it can't understand that you don't care. Just to change the mood that I am in,
I would welcome a nice old nightmare.
Darn that dream and bless it too. Without that dream, I never would have you. But it haunts me and it won't come true. Oh, darn that dream. Come true.
Vocal from New York Voices and Down That Dream. Right, I think we'll do the gig guide now. It's a little bit earlier than usual, but let's get it underway, shall we? And we start, as usual, with the Lesgar tomorrow evening, and the attraction there will be the Miles Pillinger Quintet from Leeds, I think this is actually a gig which might interest our regular listeners more than many do at the Lescar, actually. Miles Pillinger is a drummer, and he'll be appearing with Fergus Quill on bass, Nico Widdowson on piano, Olivia Cuttle on trumpet, and James Abulson on sax. And their programme is described as a mixture of originals and compositions from some of the jazz greats, such as Wayne Shorter. So I think that could be quite an enjoyable evening tomorrow night at the Lescar. Also tomorrow night on Wednesday at Cubana's, a lineup called Jazz Hot Six, a Django-inspired guitar acrobatics band with the sophisticated sound of Paris in the 1940s. I think this band is an offshoot, actually, of the band otherwise known as the Hot Club of Clown Town. That's Jazz Hot Six at Cubana's tomorrow evening. On to Leopold Square this weekend. With being a bank holiday, there's an extra gig on over there at the weekend. And these are all free admission gigs, of course, at a 2 o'clock start. On Saturday the 24th, we can hear from Bex Pezzata, a vocalist and her four-piece band. They have appeared at a range of leading large venues and around the country in recent years. They've also been on a number of major TV shows as well. On Sunday, Ash Gray and the Burners are the attraction. They're a five-piece, playing energy, southern-tinged, alternative country and rock. Ash Gray, actually, was originally from Austin in Texas, but he's now based in Sheffield. And on Bank Holiday Monday afternoon, the attraction will be the singer-songwriter Steve Edwards. Next Tuesday, that's Tuesday next week, that's the monthly gig for the Keith Peters Big Band at the Farm Road Social Club, and they begin at 8:30. Over the next few tracks now, I'm taking a look at recordings over recent years from veteran, I can call him that because he is 89 years old now, veteran tenor player Houston Person. Firstly, Houston's most recent appearance on disc with pianist Emmett Cohen. This is volume 5 of Emmett's Master's Legacy series and was recorded on May the 16th, 2023 at the famous Van Gelder Studios in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey. The rest of the quartet is made up of Yashima Nakamura on bass and Kyle Poole on drums. The composition we're about to hear is a Rodgers and Hart offering from 1932 and has done very well to survive, having first been introduced by Jeanette MacDonald and Maurice Chevalier in the film Meet Me Tonight. Here's Houston Person with Emmett Cohen and Isn't It Romantic? Thank you. Houston Person has always been the sort of artist who adapts well to the role of vocal accompanist. For many years, 25 plus to be precise, or nearly precise, he worked with Etta Jones before her sad passing in 2001. And more recently, and in the case we're about to hear, February 2017, Houston has recorded with Barbara Morrison. This album was recorded at the No Sound Studios in Pasadena, California. And with the Houston and Barbara Morrison, we hear Stuart Elster on piano, Richard Simon on bass, and Lee Spaeth on drums. The selection here is I Wanna Be Loved, the composition by Harry Warren and Al Dubin for the 1937 film Melody for Two. And I'll correct myself there, the album is called I Wanna Be Loved, the track is called September in the Rain.
The leaves are brown, came tumbling down, remember that September in the rain. The sun went out just like a dying ember. Oh, September in the rain. To every word of love I heard you whisper, the raindrops seem to play a sweet refrain. The spring is here to me, it's still September. Oh, September in the rain.
We don't really like fade-outs, but I think that Houston and the vocalist Barbara Morrison would have carried on for rather a long time if they hadn't been faded out there. Particularly over recent years, Houston Person has become a master of the ballad, reimagining many famous ballad numbers to fit his own style. Sometimes he only plays only two choruses of a ballad in a period that feels only half of the time that it has taken for him to play it. Such an example now coming up from his album Reminiscing at Rudy's, which I think is probably the peak of his albums over the last 20 or so years. This was titled after the legendary recording venue of this session, the Van Gelder Studios, the Rudy Van Gelder Studios, so hence the name of the album. And they are, of course, again at Englewood, New Jersey, as we heard for not the last track, but the one before. Was recorded there as well. So many tracks on Swing Time were recorded at that particular studio. In this case, it was on the 19th of July 2022. With Houston, we hear Russell Malone on guitar, Larry Fuller on the piano, Matthew Parrish on bass, and Lewis Nash on drums. The composition by Percy Mayfield is called Please Send Me Someone to Love. from Paternoster Row here from the studios of Sheffield Live. This is Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. And I'm your host for this first half of the show, which is nearly over now. I'm John Yule. Going back further in Houston's career, back to April the 22nd, 2005, and a return to the album recorded at Irvington Town Hall in New York by Houston Person and the Peter Hand Big Band. This is the album called The Wizard of Jazz, which features compositions by Harold Arlen, and clearly the title of the album comes from the fact that Harold Arlen wrote the score to the 1938-1939 film The Wizard of Oz. We hear solos from, of course, Houston Person, as well as Don Braden on soprano, Jim Rotondi on trumpet, and Harvey S. on bass. This is Let's Fall in Love.
Thank you.
And Houston Person and the Peter Hand Big Band just about rounds up this first hour of Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Please stay tuned to listen to Michael Coates present the second hour of the programme in about 5 minutes' time. And taking us up there, we're going to hear again from New York Voices. Their general leader, Damian Meader, is also featured on the tenor saxophone on this recording, as well as having arranged the particular track himself. This is the number that Alan J. Lerner and Burton Lane wrote for the show of the same name, On a Clear Day. So we'll hear that now from New York Voices, taking out of this first hour of the show. It just remains for me, John Yule, to say thank you for the invitation and thank you for listening.
Outshines every star.
You feel part of every mountain, sea, and shore. You can hear from far and near a world you've never heard before.
And on that clear day, astound you that the glow of your being outshines every star. You feel part of every mountain, sea, and shore. You can hear from far and near a world you've never ever heard before. And on that clear day, ba 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 ba